Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
I want to say good morning, but I think it's good evening for you.
我想中间有些人我可以跟你说早安，那有些人我要说晚安。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We welcome you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们欢迎你。
We see you standing at the door knocking.
好像我们看见你就站在门外，在那里叩门。
And we say, Come in, Jesus.
我们向你说，主，你就进来。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
We want you to speak to our hearts.
我们愿意你向我们的心说话。
We might experience your glory.
我们渴望来经历你的荣耀。
Lift us above the world.
把我们从这世界中间把它提升起来。
Oh, there's such joy in your presence.
哦，因为在你那里有那满足的喜乐。
We invite you into every room.
我们欢迎你进到每一个房间里。
We throw wide open the door.
我们把我们的门大大的敞开。
Come.
来。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you.
主耶稣，我们敬拜你，我们敬拜你。
Glory to the Lord.
荣耀归给主。
You have promised to fill us with the joy of the Lord.
应许我们，那把耶和华的喜乐来充满我们。
We open our hearts as well as our door.
我们把我们的心打开，我们也把我们的门敞开。
We say, fill us with your glory.
我们向你说，用你的荣耀来充满我们。
Chase out every shadow.
把一切的阴影都赶走。
Let the light of your presence flood our whole heart.
让你同在的光来充满我们整个心。
This is the day the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
Set our feet to dancing.
你使我们的脚起来跳舞。
For we remember the Lord has done great things for us.
当我们纪念主，你为我们行了大事。
And you have much in store to do for us.
你还有更多的事要为我们行。
We expect your presence.
我们期待着你的同在。
And not in our home only, but in every home.
不只是在我们自己的家，而是在每一个今天在网上人的家。
In every place where we are gathered together in your name.
是在每一个奉你的名所聚集的地方。
You promised you would stand in the midst.
你应许我们你会站立在我们的中间。
So we look at you.
哦，我们就这样子来瞻仰你。
We see you, Jesus.
我们要见你，主耶稣。
We want to be like those that came and said, we would see Jesus.
我们就像那些从希律尼来的人跟你的门徒说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
We look full in your wonderful face.
我们来期待来见到你的容脸。
And the things of earth grow strangely dim.
这世上的一切事就会消失暗淡。
In the light of your glory and grace.
在你荣耀恩典的光中。
Oh, we turn our eyes upon you.
哦，我们当转眼仰望耶稣。
Reveal yourself to us.
主啊，愿你向我们显现你的自己。
Show us your heart.
将你的心向我们启示。
And fill us with your presence.
也用你的同在来充满我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it wonderful to belong to Jesus?
我们能够属于耶稣，是不是一件很美好的事呢？
I trust you've been practicing sitting quietly in his presence.
我盼望也相信大家已经在操练，在他的同在面前安静等候他。
It's so rewarding to slip away with Jesus.
能够跟主耶稣好像出去逗留一阵子，是何等的一件你会得到何等的报偿，是何等一件有价值的事。
And we just offer our love to him.
在那里，我们就把我们的爱献在他的面前。
And he comes.
他真的是来的。
Because he said, I will come to those who seek me.
因为他说那些凡寻找我的，我要来到他们中间。
For those that seek me will find me.
那些寻求的就必寻见。
And we open the word and it becomes alive to us.
当我们在打开他的话语的时候，这些话语会活起来。
Oh, how thrilling it is to hear his voice.
哦，能够听见他的声音，那是何等能够触动我们心的一件事啊。
We want to be like Samuel, say, speak, Lord, your servant hears.
我们要像撒母耳一样来说，主啊，请说，仆人静听。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love Jesus with my whole heart.
我用我全部的心来爱主耶稣。
His love is wonderful to me.
他向着我的爱是何等的美妙。
I'm thankful that he gives me privilege to visit with you.
我也为着我能够有这个机会来跟大家见面来感谢他。
I wish I could see each one of you.
我巴不得我能够亲眼看见你们每一个人。
Maybe the day will come when we won't be able to see each other face to face.
也许有一天我们真的能够彼此面对面的来聚会。
But until that time comes, it's a privilege that we can gather in His name.
可即便那天还没有来到，我们今天能够奉他的名在网上聚集，这也是一件美好的事。
And it is our faith that Jesus is visiting you even now.
这也是我深深的相信，主耶稣现在就在你的房间里面遇见你。
I want to share with you the blessing I had in the Word this week.
这个礼拜我要跟大家分享我从主的话语里面得着的祝福。
I've been reading in John's Gospel, chapter 12.
我在读约翰福音第十二章。
And it's the story of how we come into the glory of God.
这个故事描述了我们怎么样进到神的荣耀里。
The title is Christ Seeks to Glorify His Father.
我把今天的主题定为基督他寻求来荣耀父。
If you want to turn in your Bible to John chapter 12, you may follow along.
大家翻到约翰福音第十二章。
We have a lovely picture of Jesus visiting the house of Mary and Martha.
我们看到一个很美的图画，耶稣他在马大、玛利亚的家那里做客。
Jesus recently raised their brother Lazarus from the dead, and Martha was preparing a supper for him.
主耶稣他不久前他把拉撒路从死里复活过来，那在这里马大在伺候他们。
It was a time to celebrate together.
这是一个大家聚在一起来庆祝的一个场合。
But Mary took the costly oil of spikenard and anoints Jesus' feet.
可是这时候玛利亚她拿着一斤极贵的真纳达香膏来抹耶稣的脚。
And the whole house smells of that wonderful fragrance.
整个屋子里都满了那个膏的香气。
But of course, Judas makes a remark that we could have sold this and given the money to the poor.
可是犹大在这边他说，哦，这香膏为什么不卖三十两银子周济穷人呢？
And the scripture tells us that's because he sometimes took money out of the bank.
圣经告诉我们，他这样子说是因为他是个贼，他常常取钱囊中的钱。
But Jesus says she's done it for my burial.
可是主耶稣说由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的。
That's the first time in the chapter that he talks about dying.
这是这一章他第一次跟大家提到关于他死的事。
He didn't scold Mary.
他没有责备玛利亚。
Her heart was so full of love and gratitude for what the Lord had done for their brother.
玛利亚的心是这么样子的，充满着感激，为着主耶稣，向着他的兄弟拉撒路所行的。
How would you feel if the Lord raised Pastor Chow from the dead?
大家试着想象，如果主把周牧师从死里复活起来，你会什么样的感觉呢？
We would be preparing a big supper too and celebrating.
我们是不是也会安排一个很大的晚宴来一起庆祝呢？
A great many of the Jews came over to the house to see Lazarus.
在这里有很多的犹太人，他们来这里一起的来庆祝，来看拉撒路。
They want to know, was he really alive?
他们也要来看到底拉撒路是不是真的还活着呢？
It was a marvelous miracle and it caused many of them to follow Jesus.
这是一个极大的神迹，很多人因着这个神迹就信了耶稣。
There was much excitement in the air.
在这个气氛里面充满了许多的那种叫人兴奋的事。
As we read on in the chapter, weknow that the next day they decided to have a parade.
我们如果继续读下去，我们就看见第二天他们决定有一个游行。
They wanted to honor Jesus.
他们在那里要来荣耀耶稣。
They took branches of palm trees and went to meet him and shouted praises to him.
他们拿着棕树枝出去迎接他，他们在那边呼喊。
They called him the King of Israel.
他们称呼他是那以色列的王。
Oh my, at the same time though, the priests were plotting to put Jesus and Lazarus to death.
可是就在这样的时候，那些祭司们他们在那边商议怎么样子来把耶稣治死。
They were so full of hate and jealousy.
这些法利赛人他们也是这么充满了愤恨，充满了那些嫉妒。
They felt that they were losing ground, that this miracle had turned the people toward Jesus.
他们觉得说，哦，因着那个神迹，人都转向耶稣了，所以他们自己已经失去了他们原来的地位。
It happens to be just days before Passover.
这是在逾越节前几天而已。
Oh, that's when people came from all over to celebrate the feast in Jerusalem.
这是那些犹太人。从各地来到耶路撒冷来庆祝节期的时候。
And here in our chapter, we find certain Greeks had come to worship.
接下去我们就看到有几个希利尼人，他们来这里也来礼拜。
And they found Andrew and Philip and said, We want to see Jesus.
他们来看到了腓力，他们就求他说。我们愿意见耶稣。
That's what we say, don't we? Is that what you're saying? We want to see Jesus.
这也是我们说的，不是吗？我们跟主说，我们跟主的门徒也说，我们愿意见耶稣。
I remember once my teacher said to me, Martha, you need to trace the lines in Jesus' face.
我记得我的老师教导我，有一次他跟我说。玛莎，你要很留意的来把耶稣的面容都把它很仔细的来看。
When you're tracing someone's face, you have to keep looking at every line. And she said, traces the lines in his face.
好像你在画一个素描一样，你要非常留意每一个细节，一个人的脸都把它画下来。
Well, that's what the Greeks were wanting. They wanted to see Jesus.
这也是这些希利尼人他们想要做的。他们说：“我们愿意来见耶稣。
Not only are Jesus's friends and the new Jewish believers attracted to Jesus, but these outsiders were.
”不但那些主耶稣的朋友，或是那些犹太人，他们被耶稣吸引；这一些希利尼人，他们也一样被耶稣吸引。
They were foreigners,
他们是外邦人，
but they were curious about this man who raises the dead.
可是他们很稀奇这个能够把人从死里复活的耶稣。
But listen to Jesus's response to them.
可是我们来留意主耶稣跟他们的回答。
He says, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
他说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Wow, what an exciting statement! The hour has come.
”哦，这是一个让人兴奋的一个宣告啊！时候已经到了，
The Son of Man will be glorified.
是人子要得荣耀的时候到了。
Now, Notice that Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man.
我们留意主耶稣，他称他自己为人子。
That's his favorite name for himself.
这是他最喜欢的一个称呼。
We find he uses it over 75 times in the gospel.
他用这样子的称号来称他自己，有75次之多，在福音书里。
We don't hear him saying, I'm the Son of God.
他不常说我是神子。
Except the woman at the well, she said she recognized him, and he said, That's right, I'm the one that's speaking to you.
除了在那撒玛利亚的妇人那次的经历，当那个妇人说：“我们听过那个人要来。”那是好像是一次主耶稣说：“是的，你所当敬拜的就站在你的面前。
But all these other gospels record this, that he calls himself the Son of Man.
”可是，在其他在福音书啊，每次主耶稣称他自己的时候，他常常就是说：“人子，人子。”
I know in Paul's writing, he describes Jesus as the second Adam.
我们知道保罗，当他有一次写到耶稣的时候，他是那末后的亚当。
The first Adam sinned and was cast out of the garden.
那起初的亚当，他犯了罪，他被赶出了伊甸园。
But Paul calls him the second Adam.
可是保罗说他是那末后的亚当。
Who kept himself without sin.
这末后的亚当，他保守他自己，没有犯任何的罪。
He was the son of God.
他是神的儿子。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, we see this same title.
在但以理书第七章那里，我们也看到人子这个称谓。
Daniel 7, verse 13.
那是在但以理书第七章第十三节那里。
Behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven.
见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来。
He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him.
被领到亘古常在者面前。
Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom.
得了权柄、荣耀、国度。
That all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him.
使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
他的权柄是永远的。
It'll not pass away.
不能废去。
And his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed.
他的国必不败坏。
Now, this prophecy by Daniel was given hundreds of years before.
这个但以理的预言是在耶稣之前好几百年。
But at this moment, when the Greeks are inquiring about Jesus, we see that all nations are represented.
可是在约翰福音这里，我们看到希利尼人也来，要见耶稣，我们就看到是的，但以理的预言应验了，各国的人都要来。
I wonder, is this when Jesus will be recognized as the Son of God and all will worship him?
哦，这是不是当这个时刻是不是应该是主耶稣被人看见他是神的儿子，大家都来敬拜他的时候呢？
He just spoke to Andrew and to Philip and said, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
可是反而主耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
But Jesus goes on to say, Oh, hallelujah. Most assuredly, I say to you that unless a grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it remains alone.
主耶稣接下去就说，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
But if it dies, it produces much grain.
若是死了，就结出许多籽粒来。
Here he is speaking about death again.
他又再次提到他的死。
First, when he spoke to Mary, anointing him for burial.
之前他讲到玛利亚是为着他安葬的缘故来告他。
Now when he says that his hour has come, he's going to be glorified. He's talking about death.
这次他讲到人子得荣耀的时候到了，他却是讲到他的死。
And in verse 27 of our chapter, John 12:27.
那在同一章第二十七节那里。
It says, Now my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour.
他说我现在心里忧愁。我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候。
But, For this purpose I came to this hour.
但我原是为这时候来的。
Father, glorify your name.
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
Thus then, God, our Father, opens heaven and breaks forth and shouts.
在这时候， 有声音从天上来说，好像一个声音呼喊下来。
I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again.
我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
God glorified his name.
父已经荣耀了他的名。
Through the life of Jesus Christ.
他借着主耶稣，他在地上的生命来荣耀了他自己的名。
We give great glory to God when we think that he brought his son into the world to die for us.
当我们想到神差遣他自己的儿子来到世上为我们死的时候，我们就荣耀神。
When we think of the glory of God, we think of creation.
或是我们想到神创造世界的时候，我们也想到他的荣耀。
I have been in China and I've seen those huge high mountains.
当我在中国的时候，我看到那些高大的山。
Or you can go to visit the oceans.
或是当我去海边的时候。
And the beautiful palm trees.
看到那些很美丽的棕榈树。
As one time we had a conference in Hainan.
我们有一次在海南有一个特会。
And we read the scripture where it says, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord.
我们读到诗篇讲到诸天述说神的荣耀。
Even the skies, the firmament, show his handiwork.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
And we see like the flowers and the trees in blossom, it's glory.
我们看到花草树木他们在那里面他们在那里绽开，我们也看到神的荣耀。
I'm not interested in going to visit amusement centers.
我比较没有兴趣去那些游乐园玩。
But I do like a walk in the woods, walk in the park.
可是我喜欢去那森林，去树林，或是去公园里面散步。
And you see the glory of God revealed.
在那里我看见神彰显他的荣耀。
And sometimes you see it in people, the glory of God's presence on people.
那有时候我们在别的人身上看见神的荣耀。
His glory fills the earth.
遍地都充满了神的荣耀。
We need to turn our eyes upon it.
我们需要来转眼来看见。
I know Pastor Chow used to teach us, see Jesus in other Christians.
周牧师以前教导我们，你要在别的圣徒身上来看见耶稣。
See God in their face, in their countenance.
在他们的脸上看见主耶稣。
Sometimes we look for the faults in other people.
常常我们有时候我们习惯于看到别人的错。
We see mistakes Christians have made.
我们看到那些基督徒犯的错误。
Or we think they don't have the Spirit of God the way I have the Spirit of God.
我们就批评说，哦，这些人不像我，有神的灵。在做工啊。
I was quite amazed in a meeting when Pastor said that. We need to see Jesus in other Christians.
可是当我在聚会里面听到周牧师教导我们要在别人的身上看见耶稣的时候，那让我觉得很稀奇。
They are his creation.
确实，他们都是神的创造。
And he's working in all of us to make us more like Jesus.
他也在我们每一个圣徒身上做工，让我们能够更像耶稣。
Some of us, it takes a longer time.
有些人也许要花多一点的时间。
But to see Jesus.
可是这一件事情，看见耶稣。
See Jesus in the clouds, in the sky.
在天上的云彩里面，我们可以看见耶稣。
The glory of God is round about us.
神的荣耀就覆庇我们，在我们周围。
But in this verse, when God speaks from heaven and says, I have glorified my name.
可是我们读到约翰福音第十二章这边，天上来的声音说，我已经荣耀了我的名。
And he says, I will glorify it again.
还要再荣耀。
The first thought I have was this great glory of God was in sending Jesus into the world to represent him.
我读到这一节的时候，第一个反应就是，当神差遣他自己的儿子来到世上，来代表他，来绽放神的荣耀。
How could he love us so greatly that he gave us his own son?
神怎么可能这么爱我们，爱到这个地步，来舍了他自己的儿子呢？
He sent his son to be our savior from sin.
他差遣他的儿子赐给我们，来救我们脱离罪。
He chose to forgive us because Jesus was willing to make an atonement for us.
因着主耶稣，他自己心甘情愿地为我们成了赎价。
He did it by shedding his precious, sinless blood.
他把他那没有罪的生命舍了，来洒了他的血为着我们。
John the Baptist declared from the very beginning, he was the Lamb of God.
使徒约翰他在启示录看见，从创世以前，他就是那被杀的羔羊。
That was revealed to John the Baptist that he would take away the sins of the world.
对不起，在约翰福音一开始啊，施洗约翰就宣告说，这是神的羔羊。要除去世人罪孽的。
That was revealed to John the Baptist by the Holy Spirit.
在他要为耶稣施浸的时候，他就这样看见。
To recognize this Jesus was the Lamb of God.
他能够认出主耶稣就是那神的羔羊。
As we read on, in our chapter 12, we come to this verse where Jesus says, the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 32, if I am lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all people to myself.
那我们在约翰福音第十二章，我们继续读下去，看见第三十二节，他说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, Jesus, he wanted to do his Father's will.
主耶稣他的心就是要来行父的旨意。
Verse 33 says he said this to signify by what death he would die.
三十三节说，耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。
So in this short chapter, we have him talking about his death three different times.
在这短短的一章，我们看到他有三次都讲到他的死。
In the 17th chapter of John, that was that wonderful prayer he had before he went to the cross.
那在第十七章，他也做了一个很在他去十字架之前，他也做了一个很伟大的祷告。
Jesus said, Father, the hour has come.
第十七章第一节，他说，父啊，时候到了。
It's the same phrase that we have here in chapter 12. The hour has come, my hour is here.
就在第十二章一样的描述，他说，时候到了。
What was that hour for?
那个时候是为着什么呢？
For him to go to the cross.
就是他要上十字架的时候。
And in that prayer he prayed, glorify your son, that your son also may glorify you.
这个祷告，他说：“愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。”
And the glory which you gave me, I've given to my disciples.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我也赐给了我的门徒。
And that glory would be their being united to me as I'm united to you.
那个荣耀就是当他们与我完完全全的合一，就像我与你完完全全的合一。
Just as much as Jesus was a part of his Father, he wanted us to be a part of him.
就像主耶稣，他就是父的一份，他也要我们就成为他的一份。
He wanted to indwell us.
他要居住在我们里面。
He wanted to fill us with himself.
他要将他自己来充满我们。
Oh, and that's what the Father is saying here. I have glorified my name. I sent you.
这就是在这边讲的，第十二章讲说，我已经荣耀了我的名，因为我差遣了你。
And I'm going to glorify it again when I raise you from the dead.
那我还要再荣耀，当我把你从死里复活起来的时候。
All the time our Lord Jesus was living on the earth, he glorified his Father.
主耶稣在地上的日子，无论什么时候，他都是在那里荣耀他的父。
He always was saying, the words that I speak on here are not mine, they're my Father's.
他总是说，我向你们所说的话，不是我自己说的，乃是父在我里面说的。
The works that I do are not mine, they're Him, my Father, doing the work in me.
我所做的事情不是我凭着自己做的，乃是我看见父，是父在我里面做的。
Jesus was so surrendered to do the will of God.
主耶稣是那样子的，完全降服，为着要行父的旨意。
Even when the disciples told him, we should stay here, everybody's accepting the ministry we have.
即便有一次，他的门徒来跟主耶稣说，我们应该在这里继续的来做工，因为我们的事工很兴旺。
We're having success.
我们是这么样子的，成功啊。
Oh no, Jesus spent the night in prayer and he said, no, the Father says, we must move on to the next town.
可是主耶稣整夜在那里祷告，他回答他们都说，不是的，父的旨意不是要我们留在这里，他要我们到另外一个城市去。
He said, I came to do the work of him that sent me.
他说，人， 我到世上来不是要行我的旨意，乃是要行那差我来者的旨意。
And as we look at Jesus and see his heart so full of love and compassion,
当我们来注视主耶稣，我们看到他的心怎么样子，满了那个爱，满了怜悯。
And we hear his words.
那我们听到他向我们说话。
Encouraging people.
他在怎样子来鼓励我们。
Healing people.
他怎样子医治众人。
Loving people.
爱众人。
Then he tells us to call God our Father.
他也告诉我们，我们可以称神为我们的父。
Certainly, he glorified his Father.
是的，我们确实看见他怎么样荣耀了他的父。
He showed us what God is really like.
他向我们显明了神是怎么样一位神。
He's not the severe judge. His heart is love. He is love.
神不是那个严厉的审判官，神的心是充满了爱。
He loves so greatly that he gave his son to us.
神这样子的爱世人，以至于他舍了他自己的独生子。
Hallelujah. So that's how Christ glorified his name to us.
这是主耶稣怎么样子荣耀父的名。
He was always pointing us to the Father.
他总是把我们的注意力注视在父的身上。
And in the very end, he surrendered his own will in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在最后，他在克西马尼园，他一样的来舍弃他自己的意思，要来行父的旨意。
He says here in this chapter, if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
他说，若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
And he said, Father, save me from this hour.
而基杰他就继续说，我现在心里忧愁。
But for this purpose I've come.
他说，父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。
There was no other way to glorify God except to be yielded and surrendered to him.
除非我们能够向他降服，来行他的旨意，否则我们没有办法荣耀父。
That's why when Jesus says, "Save me from this hour,"
这就是主耶稣在这边所说的：“父啊，救我脱离这时候。”
If it be possible,
如果可能的话。
Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
可是不要照着我的旨意。乃要照着你的旨意。
And we know that he prayed that three different times.
我们知道主耶稣在哥西马尼园这样子的祷告做了三次。
The way for him to give the great glory to God was in surrendering to death.
他荣耀父的方式是借着他存心顺服以至于死。
And he's calling us to make that kind of surrender.
他也呼召我们来过一个降服于神的生命。
Allow Christ to have complete control.
让基督在我们身上有完全的主权。
We surrender our own glory to give glory to him.
我们把我们自己的荣耀舍弃，唯独要他的荣耀。
During these days, we need to ask him, Are you satisfied with us, Jesus?
在我们现今这样的日子里，我们需要问主一个问题，说，主啊，你对我们的光景满意吗？
Are we glorifying you among people we contact?
我们在我们的生活与我们周围人的接触的人中间，我们是不是在荣耀你的名呢？
In our daily life, are we showing the world that Christ lives within us?
在我每天的日子里，是不是世界能够看见我们活出一个基督在我里面活的生活？
One of the works of the Holy Spirit is to check us to see if we're bringing glory to God.
圣灵的一个工作就是来让我们看见，或是来检查我们是否我们活在一个荣耀神的光景里。
Most of the time, we're trying to bring glory to ourselves.
我们会发现很长，我们是把荣耀归给我们自己。
That's so natural in the human life.
因为这在我们的天然人是一个非常自然、很容易的事情。
We like to tell others our victories and our achievements.
我们喜欢让别人知道我们的得胜，喜欢让人看见我们的那些成就。
But we see our Lord, Savior Jesus was always giving his Father the glory.
可是我们在神的话语，我们看到主耶稣，他总是把荣耀归给父。
And our calling is to give him the glory.
我们的呼召也是要把荣耀归给父神。
Do we still insist on having our own way?
我们是否还坚持来用我们自己的方式呢？
Saying our thoughts are better than our neighbor's thoughts.
觉得说我的意念比我周围人的意念还好。
Or Instead, we should be relying wholly on the Lord.
事实上，我们必须学习完完全全的来依靠耶稣。
Sometimes it's a blessing to be afflicted because it shows us that of ourselves we can do nothing at all.
有时候我们受一些苦其实是好的，这些苦难让我们看见说我们凭着自己我们什么都不能做。
You know, the great apostle Paul learned that secret.
我们知道使徒保罗学会了这样的秘诀。
He felt that he was quite confident that he was setting the world right in opposing Jesus Christ.
他一开始的时候，他以为他在做一件很对的事情，当他在那里迫害基督徒，来违背基督耶稣的旨意的时候。
But then on the road to Damascus, when Jesus appeared to him, he was awakened to his great sin.
他之前这么有自信，他在做对的事，可是当他在大马色的路上，当主向他显现的时候，他才意识到，哦，他是犯了这么大的一个错误。
Oh, he saw himself the way he really was.
哦，在那里他看到他自己真实的光景。
And his eyes were blind.
他的眼睛瞎了几天。
But the Lord sent Ananias to lay hands on him and pray for him he might see.
可是神差遣亚拿尼亚来为他祷告，让他能够恢复他的视力。
And Paul went on to declare throughout his ministry, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
之后我们看到保罗的书信，他说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
He was saying, Jesus is the one, he's the way.
他说主才是那一位，他是道路。
I was reading what he said to the Philippians in chapter 2.
我读到他在腓立比书第二章那里。
That's a chapter we should all read over and over and over.
这一章是我们每个人都需要反复的来默想的一章。
Verse 3 says, Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
第三节他说，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let each of you look not on your own interest, but on the interest of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Oh, even though he was in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to equal with God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
But he made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the likeness of men.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
Oh, even the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
叫一切
of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth.
在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
无不口称耶稣基督为主。
To the glory of God the Father.
是荣耀归于父神。
Yes, this brings glory to God the Father. Confess that He is Lord.
是的。 当每一个口都称耶稣为主，就把荣耀归于父神。
How did he get that way?
我们怎么样子能够做到这个呢？
Jesus humbled himself.
主耶稣他自己谦卑。
Oh, as leaders, as Christians, do we ever consider ourselves superior to others?
我们中间有一些做小组长的，我们有没有觉得我们比别人更好呢？更优越呢？
There's a verse in Corinthians where Paul tells us, what do we have that we have not received?
在哥林多前书那里，保罗有次他说，我们有什么不是领受的呢？
That's in chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians verse 7.
这是在哥林多前书第四章第七节。
Who makes you differ from another? What do you have that you did not receive?
使你与人不同的是谁呢? 你有什么不是领受的呢?
Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
We have nothing but what God has given us.
我们没有什么不是神给我们。
And we must always remember He's the one.
我们必须永远记得他才是那一位。If
we want to be true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we only represent Him.
我们每一个做主耶稣门徒的，我们不过是来。
We have only what He has given us.
我们有的不会超过他自己给我们的。
As Jesus Himself was always giving God the glory.
我们看到主耶稣他怎么样总是把荣耀归给神。
He was always exalting His Father.
他总是高举他的父神。
He brought glory to the name of God.
他把荣耀带给神的名。He
introduced us to His Father.
他把我们介绍给他的父神。Even
gave us the privilege to call Him our Father.
他也把那个权柄、权力赐给我们，让我们可以呼叫神为阿爸父。He
represented Him on this earth.
他在地上，他发表了父神。
And when He shed His blood, He fulfilled the Father's will.
当他在那里流血的时候，他成就了父的旨意。As
we bow in His presence,
当我们来在他的同在里面，在那里俯伏的时候，As
we wait for His glory to be manifested,
当我们在那里等候他的荣耀向我们显现的时候，
Let us remember that nothing gives Him more glory than to find a heart that is emptied of self.
让我们记得这件事情，没有什么能够给神更多的荣耀，能够比得上当我们每一颗心能够倒空自己，降服于他。Sorry.
That heart that waits to be filled with the Spirit of Jesus.
那样一个倒空的心，等着被神的灵所充满。
The Spirit of Jesus is humility.
基督的灵是一个谦卑的灵。
That's why He was always pointing to the Father.
这就是为什么他总是把人指向父神。
Full obedience to the Father.
他是完全的顺服于父。He
was completely surrendered even to death.
他存心的顺服以至于死。And
in turn, God highly exalted Him.
我们看到父怎么样子把他升为至高。
gave him the name above every name.
且将那超乎万民之上的名赐给他。
So that the name of Jesus every knee would bow.
让天上地上一切的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
It's because the spirit of Jesus was humility.
这是因为基督的灵就是那谦卑的灵。
It was full obedience.
这是满了顺服。
As he says in our chapter, I came for this reason.
就像我们刚刚读的那章里面讲，我原是为着这个时候来的。
To do the Father's will.
是要来行父的旨意。
And we must have the same commitment. We're here to do the Father's will.
我们也需要有这样子的心智，我们今天活着就是要来行父的旨意。
There's victory in Jesus over our conceit and pride.
在主耶稣里面有我们需要的得胜，来胜过我们自己的自信跟我们的骄傲。
There he was, totally humiliated on the cross. He hung naked.
我们看到主耶稣怎么样赤裸裸的在十字架上面被人羞辱。
He paid the price for our deliverance.
他在那里为着我们能够得释放付了赎价。
You remember that Satan himself wanted to be the one who was honored.
我们要记得撒旦怎么样子在他的心里面想要成为那一位要得着人的荣耀。
Satan wanted to be seen and heard and known.
撒旦怎么样子要人看他，要人来认出他，要人来荣耀他。
He breathed his pride into one third of the angels.
他把那个骄傲的灵吹在三分之一的天使里面。
And they became demons.
这些天使就堕落成为了魔鬼。
Pride is contagious.
骄傲是会传染的。
There's a warning throughout scripture. If anyone exalts himself, God's able to bring him down.
在圣经有一节告诉我们说，如果有人自高，神可以把他降为卑。
Oh, as we approach the glory of that resurrection morning.
当我们来到这个快要来到这个复活的早晨的时候。
Let us believe for a greater work of the Holy Spirit to deliver us from our own pride.
让我们来把信心摆在这神的灵来拯救我们，脱离我们的骄傲。
Our attitude that we're the one God leads.
我们有一个心里面那个态度，好像说，我们就是神所需要重用的那一位。
God has appointed us to lead others.
神已经预定，拣选了我来带领其他的人。
In this area, more than any other, we need to be on the guard against spiritual pride.
在这样子的情况，我们需要特别的留意，保守自己，不落在这个属灵的骄傲的陷阱里。
God is able at any moment to lift the anointing if he sees we're in danger.
神当他看到我们落在骄傲的危险的时候，他随时都可以把那个恩膏从我们身上挪去。
There's a danger of being destroyed by pride and conceit.
骄傲跟自信可以把一个人摧毁。
And superiority.
还有那个自以为超越的这个灵。
We have to watch our words.
我们留意我们的话语。
I say that because I see that as a great need to watch my words.
我今天跟大家这样嘱咐，因为我从我自己身上看见我需要多么留意我说的话。
There's power in the blood of Jesus to free us from pride.
在主耶稣里面有那个能够来释放我们从骄傲里面出来的能力。
to free us from all that hinders his working and brings glory to his name.
能够除去那些拦阻我们来荣耀他名的一切事。
He bids us come to him.
他要我们来到他的面前。
He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
他说我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
Let us find our place at the foot of the cross.
巴不得我们能够在十字架的脚前再找到我们所当在的位地位。
And plead with Jesus to free us.
在那里我们向耶稣恳求来他来释放我们。
Clothe us with the spirit of humility.
用他自己那谦卑的灵来遮盖，来让我们穿上。
Wonderful verse in Isaiah where he promises he draws near to those that are humble and contrite.
我们记得在以赛亚书有一个应许第五十七章那里，神是居住在那些忧伤痛悔的灵谦卑的灵的人那里。
If we think sometimes, well, I don't feel God, He's so far away.
如果我们觉得神怎么这么遥远啊，我都感受不到他。
Maybe it's time to come down before Him.
也许这就是我们需要来谦卑的时候。
Because he promises he comes near to those that are humble.
因为神在以赛亚书他自己应许他与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
Ask him, Jesus, is there any way I've offended the Holy Spirit?
我们可以谦卑下来问他说，主啊，我在什么地方来冒犯了圣灵吗？
We cannot change ourselves.
Oh, 我没有办法改变我自己。
But as we seek Him for the anointing of His Spirit,
但是当我们来寻求他，来寻求他的灵，
and we wait in expectancy in His presence,
然后我们在他同在中间来带着一个盼望来等候他。
He begins to change us.
他会来改变我们的。
And glorify himself in and through us.
那可以在我们里面之中也借着我们来荣耀他自己。
As we near the celebration of the Easter season and the resurrection.
我们知道那复活节快到了，我们快要靠近逾越节了。
Let us ask for a great change in our hearts.
让我们来向神求一个能力来改变，大的大大来改变我们的心。
Let your light penetrate our heart.
让神的光能够直接穿透我们的心。
Show us ourselves the way you see us.
向我们启示我们真实的光景，好像你看我们那么清楚一样。
Check our words.
让我们能够来我们的言语被你来管理。
Our attitude.
我们的态度。
Is it glorifying Christ?
是不是我们是荣耀基督呢？
Or is it glorifying self?
或是我们在荣耀我们自己呢？
And then we run to Jesus.
然后我们就向耶稣快跑而去。
Oh, Jesus, wash me in your precious blood.
Oh, 耶稣，用你宝贵的血来洁净我。
Cleanse my heart.
来洁净我的心。
Make me to glorify you at all times.
让我真能够在，无论在什么时候，都是为着荣耀你。
24/7
一天二十四小时，一礼拜七天。
Let it be Christ that seen.
但愿耶稣被看见。
Christ that's noticed.
只有耶稣被人家注意。
Christ that is known.
只有耶稣被人能够认识。 知
For
道
your glory alone. Amen.
为着你荣耀的缘故，Amen。
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚。
Let's turn our eyes on Jesus.
那我们现在，我们转眼仰望耶
Let's
稣。
deal with him right now.
让我们现在就与他一同在一起。
Oh, wash me now.
哦，你现在就洗净我，
Cleanse me in your blood.
用你的血来洁净我，
Pour in your spirit.
浇灌下你的圣灵。
Forgive me for my spirit.
哦，我赦免我依靠我自己的灵。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Glorify yourself.
愿你荣耀你自己，
Glorify your name.
愿你荣耀你的名。
The name is Savior. Hallelujah.
那救主的名，哈
Oh,
利路亚。
save from myself, dear Lord.
你是那位救主，能救我脱离我的自己，
Oh, to be lost in thee.
让我完全消失在你里面。
Oh, there be no more I, but Christ who lives in me.
但愿不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah. 哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
哈利路亚，主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，谢谢你今天借由玛莎牧师的教导，主啊，你让我们知道，我们真的是一个蒙恩的罪人，在我们身上仍旧有这么多不讨神所喜悦的事情。主啊，哈利路亚，我们今天早上求圣灵，你再一次来帮助我们。哦，神的光来光照我们，让我们好像这个保罗在大马士见到主你的光一样。哦，哈利路亚，照明在我们里面所隐藏的这一切不讨神所喜悦的这一些隐藏而未现的罪。主，求你帮助我
好
们，
的，感谢。
哈利路亚，主，我们说我们愿意。哦，这样子俯谦卑在你的面前，主啊，主啊，我们说我们需要你，需要更你更多的来制作我们，接近我们，好使我们更多的像你，更多的能够活出主你的形象，能够荣耀主你的名。主，我们感谢赞美你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，真的来教导我们，来常常的要荣耀你的名，隐藏我们自己。我们要在你的面前，主啊，要有你那样的谦卑，谦卑以至于死。哦，主啊，你将极大的荣耀就加给了我们的耶稣。哦，主啊，主啊，求你把这样的生命赐给我们。主啊，我们知道，我们确实，我们本没有谦卑的。哦，主啊，主啊，我们愿意把自己交在你的面前。主啊，你就亲自的来，把你的谦卑加给我们。让我们在你的面前有你的荣美，你的谦卑。哦，主啊，你帮助我们，你知道我们是软弱的，你知道我们，主啊，与生俱来就是有罪的，凭我们人的本身的那个自然的 哦，主啊，真的就是想自己得荣耀，自己凡事是看自己的。主啊，你要帮助我们从我们自己原来的样子，那个自然的我，能够变得越来越像你，以至于有你的荣耀，有你的谦卑。主啊，主啊，求你现在就用你的圣灵充满我们。主啊，除去我们的自我。哦，主啊，我们谢谢你，我们需要你，我们需要你主。主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
阿门。嗯。Jesus is working.
主耶稣在做工。
He's working in our hearts.
他在我们的心里面做工。
He's wanting to have us be prepared for the great change.
他要我们每一个人预备好，来让他要将要来做一个改变的工作。
The cross was not the end.
十字架并不是故事的结局。
Denying himself and dying was not the end.
舍己舍命并不是那故事的结局。
It was the beginning of the resurrection life.
那却是一个复活生命的一个开始。
You know what Paul went through? Many hardships, many beatings, much mistreatment.
我们看到保罗他怎么样经过很多的苦难，不管是船难或是人对他的逼迫。
He even declared, I die daily.
他说我是天天死，我是天天冒死。
He was left as dead at one time when they stoned him.
有一次人用石头打他，他是死了。
He went through much trial, physically.
他在肉身上受过许许多多的苦。
But he said, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
可是他宣告说，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Oh, we must not fear the death of self.
我们不要害怕向自己死。
Because there comes a resurrection morning.
因为死接下来就是那复活的早晨。
When we declare it's no longer I, but Christ lives in me.
让我们可以再来宣告说，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Oh, Jesus, help us to surrender.
哦，主耶稣啊，帮助我们来降服。
Help us to let go.
让我们能够放手。
Help us to come down.
让我们更低伏。
So low that we never rise again.
能够低伏到一个地步，我们不再靠自己站起来。
Give us a different attitude toward one another.
让我们对彼此的态度有一个改变。
And never to feel superior to anyone.
不让我们觉得我们比别人还超越还好。
And then we cry like Paul, Oh, wretched man that I am.
我们能够像保罗一样呼喊说，哦，谁能够救我脱离？
Who will deliver me? Then he said, Oh, I thank that I have Jesus.
谁能够救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？感谢主，靠着耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Because the life of the Spirit of Christ in me conquers sin.
因为那在我们里面那圣灵的光，他的能力能够胜过罪。哈利路亚。
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 荣耀归给羔羊。
Hallelujah. I feel I should share something with you.About myself.
我觉得也许我可以，我想跟大家分享一点点关于我自己。
Some of you know my husband had a heart attack.
你们当中也许有人听说了，我的先生他最近有一个心脏的一个心脏病。
And I have been taking tender care of him.
最近我就特别的留心来照顾他。
I have been serving him his breakfast, his dinner, his supper, right time, medications, right time.
所以不管是留意服侍他三餐，他吃药，各方面。
And for a couple of weeks, the doctor doesn't want him to drive, so I take him wherever he needs to go.
那医生叫他有几个礼拜时间不可以开车，所以我也变成他的司机，他要去哪里我就送他。
And I'm very sure he has the right medicine, the right time.
那我要非常的注意他在该吃药的时间就乖乖的吃药。
We needed a few groceries the other day.
有一天我们需要去买一些日用品，买菜。
He was sitting reading his Bible so quietly. I said, I'm going to the store.
他在家里面坐在那里安静的在那边读圣经，我就跟他说我要去买菜。
And when I came back from the store, I saw what he did.
那我买菜回来的时候，我就发现我看见他在做一件事。
He told me he waited until I was gone.
他说他在那边等着我出门以后。
So I wouldn't stop him.
所以我就不会在他身边来阻止他做这件事。
I came in the driveway and he is on his lawnmower.
我一回家，我看到他在他的割草机上面。
I froze in the car looking at him.
我坐在车上，好像我在那边好像被冻住了，不知道该怎么说。
And our neighbors were standing beside him.
那我们的邻居站在他旁边。
They had come over to help him.
他们来帮他一起做。
Because he was trying to put the battery in the mower.
因为他试着要把一个电池放到这个剪草机上。
My husband has very large hands.
我先生的手很大。
He's very tall.
他也很高。
I have very small hands.
我相对来讲
And
我的手很小。
He lost a screw.
所以他有一个螺丝不见了。
And he couldn't find it. He was frustrated, couldn't find it.
他一下子找不到，所以他就很沮丧，他找不到那个螺丝。
And I didn't get out of the car. I just stared at him and the neighbor.
我还没有下车，我在那边盯着他，还有我的邻居。
And I told him, "You're in trouble now."
我走下来，我跟他说，你现在惹了麻烦了。
And the neighbor brought over another screw.
那邻居带拿了另外一个螺丝。
But it was still hard to do until I used my little fingers and I screwed it on for him.
可是那还是很不容易把那个螺丝拴回去，所以我在那边我也帮忙，因为我的手比较小，我就把那个螺丝拴回去。
I scolded him. I can't believe you got up from reading, resting, and wanted to use the lawnmower.
我在那边好像来有一点在那边骂他，我说我不敢相信你等着我出去，你就偷偷的在那边剪草，你怎么可以做这样的事？
He said, I waited till you were gone, so there'd be no problem.
他说我在那边等，看着你走了以后，我才来做这件事情。
Oh, when the neighbor left, I said, you should look how I tried to take care so careful of you, and here you are.
那我的邻居站在那边，我在那边说，哦，你看我这么留意的，这么小心的，每天这样子照顾你，你还这样子。
And afterward, the Lord Jesus scolded me.
事情发生以后,
you know, the neighbor used to be a former minister. He's retired now.
那事后呢，主耶稣责备我。我那个邻居他以前也是一个神的仆人，他现在已经退休了。
And the neighbor said, Martha, it wasn't stressful for him to do this.
那个邻居就看着我就告诉我说，玛莎，对他来讲，剪草并不是需要花很多力气的一件事。
And then the Lord showed me, I'm the one that gave the stress.
神就好像开我的眼睛，我才是那个给他很多的压力的那个。
I'm the one that made it stressful for my husband.
我才是让我的先生那个血压高起来的那个来源。
I was studying this lesson to present to you, and the Lord said to me, "Look at you, what you did."
当我在预备今天的课程的时候，主好像就告诉我，你看看你自己，你看看你做了什么事。
I said, "Oh Lord, forgive me."
我就跟主说，主啊，赦免我。
I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning praying.
我五点钟起床，我在那边祷告。
And my husband came out for breakfast. I said, "Oh, Jim, forgive me. I'm sorry."
那我的先生出来准备要吃早餐，我就跟他说，"Oh, Jim, 啊，我真的很抱歉。
And he was very kind. He said, "I forgive you. Forgive me. I shouldn't have tried."
那他就很慈祥，他告诉我说，我原谅你了，可是也求你原谅我，我不应该试着来剪草。
You see, you don't dare teach these things without the Lord showing you your own need.
大家看见吗？当我们要来教导别人这些功课的时候，你可以期待神会向我们先来显明我们自己的需要。
We need to always be turning back to Jesus.
我们何等需要一直的来转回到耶稣里。
Help me in the daily life.
在我每天的生活里面帮助我。
Help me in honor, prefer one another.
让我们真的可以学会看别人比自己强，来归尊荣给别人。
Live out your life within me.
Oh, 让主可以活出他自己的生命。
You be the one.
主，你才是那一位。
And let me just do your will.
让我就是单单的来做你要我所做的。
Speak your words.
说你要我所说的。
And let Christ be seen in me.
好叫耶稣能够从我身上被人看见。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
The Lord kept speaking to me. I should share that with you. I hope you.
刚刚在等候，好像神要我跟大家分享我这个见证啊，希望可以对大家有点帮助。
Father Chi Chen, maybe you close these last 5 minutes we have. Maybe you close in prayer. What the Lord gives you to pray for all of us.Hallelujah.
也许我们剩下这一点点时间，我们再来主的面前来祷告，好吗？
Hallelujah.
主啊，你说要有光，就有光。你吩咐光从黑暗里面照出来。你是那真光，你照亮一切生在世上的人。我们感谢你，主。孩子多么容易活在黑暗里面啊！主啊，什么时候我们寻求自己的荣耀，岂不是那正是我们的羞辱？什么时候我们做十字架的仇敌？主啊，什么时候我们就走向那败亡的路？主，你看到那蛇在我们里面种下的毒根，然后每次仰望你，主，你就医治我们。我们感谢你，我们赞美你。我们为着今天的课程，我们感谢你。主啊，从你的使女身上，不但我们听见，我们也看见 主啊，这条路是真实的，是可以行走出来的，因为你没有改变，你把这样的见证人摆在我们面前。主啊，我们有一个盼望，也有一个确据，我们来寻求这窄路，这生命之路，这谦卑之路，这顺服之路，这荣耀你之路，你会帮助我们的，因为这是你的旨意，是你喜悦所看见所成就的。父啊，你怎么样借着拿撒勒人耶稣荣耀了你自己的名，容许我们这卑微的人也向你呼求，在我们这渺小的人身上，主啊，你也荣耀你自己的名。主啊，这个世界需要来看见神的荣耀。主啊，这个世界需要再一次来看见主基督的荣耀的光。容许我们这不配的人来向你呼求，愿你来成就你这善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意，磨成我们像你自己的样式，不再是我们，我们单单要你，单单的要你。我们把信心摆在你身上，愿你亲自来祝福每一个学员，包括孩子，让我们行走这条路，我们不疲乏，我们奔跑，我们不困倦。虽然我们跌跌爬爬，有失败，有跌倒，但是你七次你都要扶起我们，你用笑脸帮助我们，你撕裂我们的本体，你知道我们不过是尘土。我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们相信你开始的工作，你自己有能力，你也必要成全。当我们有这样子的心，愿做，愿意来跟随你。我们谢谢你，我们也求主你祝福我们剩下的课程。主啊，让这个网校能够真实的把人带到你的跟前，让遍地充满了那些荣耀你的器皿。我们把荣耀赞美再来归给你，由衷的把感谢归给你自己。谢谢主，奉救主耶稣的名我们祷告， Amen, Amen。
主花在我心，主花在我心，啊，何等奇妙救恩基督活在我心。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。I want to thank each of you for praying, because the Spirit of the Lord filled me and strengthened me as you, each of you prayed.
我为着每一个人献上的祷告感谢主，我也谢谢大家为着我的代祷，因为我真的可以感受到主的灵，就是大家的祷告在我身上。
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. We are members one of another.
我们是互相做肢体的。
May you have a good night.
愿大家有一个美好的晚上，或是美好的一天。
And wake up in the presence of the Lord.
因为明天你们一起来就行起在神的同在里面。
For his name's sake.
为着他的名。
Goodbye.
大家再见。